You know, Grant Olson's such a great athlete. You tell me that you don't stick an aluminum, you put an aluminum bat in his hand, he's probably driving balls out of the park left and right. I know he's a great linebacker, but I bet you could swing at a ball or two and drive some out of the park.
I think so. He just has to kind of lean into one and it would go over the fence. And it's funny that we have him on today and we're at this part of training camp because I remember media day 4 years ago talking to him as a true freshman.
Yeah.
And here we are already.
Now he's on the Buck Buchanan Awards watch list and all these kind of things. Grant joins us today, and we appreciate his time. Grant, Jack, alongside Tank. Good afternoon, Grant. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you guys?
Doing great. I mean, it's I know it's probably a good day for football practice, but I'll tell you what, watching some boys swing some Legion baseball bats out here while they're parents down hot dogs from the concession stand. Grant, did you ever swing a bat? You had to play baseball along your career.
Yeah, I played a little bit. I wasn't much of a bat for average guy. I didn't have the best swing in the world, but if I made contact, it usually went a long way. But that was few and far between, unfortunately, for me. So I had to give it up.
Judging by FCS standards, word is you hit pretty well.
Well, I guess that all is in the eye of the beholder. I tell you what, we got some guys on our team, I know on offense, going against practice, and it's not a whole lot of fun. They bring the lumber pretty good. So
it's awesome to have you on, Grant, and as we move along here, not that far away from K-State and the start of the season, but I think most people, I know it's kind of cliche to say, but I think championships are kind of built, you know, in the off season and what you're doing right now. Fair to say?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, I have a lot of friends and people that I know back home that I played against in high school or on the same team with, and you know, I talk to them a lot and I'm still good friends with them. And I ask them, like, you know, what are you guys doing in the summer? What's your off season like? And for the most part, they don't have their entire team up. I think that's one thing that separates us. Our entire team is up here paying their own way the entire summer. You know, we don't get our scholarships, so guys have to work and make money to pay for food and rent. But we're still up here, you know, 5:30, 6:30. Every single morning, getting a lift in, and then later after work, we come back and run. And it's not easy, and I think that's one thing that really separates us and makes us as good as we are.
Football-type workouts, I know you guys do the speed and strength, but your quarterbacks, receivers, they can go out and play catch, get their timing down. What can you as a linebacker do to get out on the field and improve your game over the summer on that aspect?
Well, you know, it's a little bit tougher, unfortunately, for linebacker because a lot of things that we do kind of require pads and require hitting and things like that. But we'll get out there with some hand shields and we'll work just getting off blocks. We'll work our pass rush moves, and then also we'll work on coverage things. Just mentally understanding our fits and where we need to be. I think that's one of the biggest things that we've had to work on this off season with a lot of the young guys, just because they don't have very much experience, is just understanding where they need to be on every single play. And they've been coming along real well, so I think we've had a great improvement so far already in even fall camp in terms of guys understanding their fit.
Grant Olson, our guest today, standout linebacker for North Dakota State. Jack Michaels with Tank McNamara coming to you live today from Jack Williams Stadium, the site of the Central Plains Legion Baseball Tournament. Grant, I think one big thing that has to be said about you guys is that, you know, you're number one on every preseason list that comes out, every coach's poll, every poll that comes out, Bison sitting at number one. A number of you guys are on watch lists, not just you, Grant, but a number of your teammates on these prestigious watch lists that are going on. Everybody expects you to walk through and win your back-to-back-to-back national championship. Yet if you bump into yourself or players, there is a little humbleness by you players. It's like you guys are like, okay, that's all good. We don't buy into that stuff. How do you stay that mature? You know, you're still in college for a good time. Tank, I remember back in the day, if someone said, hey, you're a good football player, man, I'd hang a pinata and call the newspaper. You guys stay pretty humble. How do you do that, Grant?
Well, you know, I think a couple things. One, you know, we have such a senior-dominated class. I think we have 26-some seniors on the team right now. So guys understand it, you know, they've been through it and they understand the hunger that it takes to win. And two, I think, you know, we just have such a phenomenal coaching staff, and that starts with the leadership that Coach Bull sets. One thing I don't think a lot of people realize is, you know, how hard our coaching staff works and all the things that they do. So when you got Coach Bull and you got all these, every single one of our coaches working their butts off, they demand the same from us. And as a senior class, we picked up in that we lead. So that goes down to the juniors, the sophomore, the freshman. So as an entire team, we're all following that leadership that Coach Bull sets. And I think that's one thing that's really allowed us to stay competitive and really practice hard.
You're at a position where depth has been a concern a little bit over the last couple of years, and I believe I heard Coach Kleiman, your defensive coordinator, say that some of these true freshmen are going to get a look at the linebacker position. How are those guys faring right now in their first week or so of workouts?
Well, I think they're faring better than I did the same time when I was a freshman, so that's a good thing. You know, it's tough. This defense, the linebackers are required to do a lot. You know, it's difficult because in high school you don't have fits. You know, you just run to the football and tackle it. Versus here, you have a specific assignment that you have every single play, and you have to do that, and everybody has to do that for the team to be successful. So right now, they're struggling a little bit with how many calls we have and things like that, but that's natural. Every freshman does it. And, you know, I remember when I was a freshman, so I can sympathize with them a little bit. So, you know, it's just about the repetitions that they're getting, watching film, coming in and correcting it. And it's good because every single day you can see all the freshmen. They learn something new. They made a mistake. We come back and we corrected it, and they improved the next day, which I think is the really good news. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do this season. I know some of them are going to be playing special teams and making things happen. And hopefully they can end up playing some linebacker for us as well. I think we got a very good linebacker class.
Standout linebacker Grant Olson joining us today on 740 The Fan, coming to you from the north side of Fargo. We are, and you know, Grant, you look at that. I don't know how many ways your defense was attacked by conference teams or in which way, and I guess it deals with personnel. I mean, each team's got a little bit different maybe personnel, and have you ever sat down and wondered what you would do to try to score on your defense? Because not many people have been able to do that, Grant.
Yeah, well, I know the first thing I'll tell you is if I was an offensive coordinator, there's no chance I'm messing with our defensive line because we got some big boys and they get after it. You know, I'm pretty thankful that I get to play behind them and not on the other side of the line. But, you know, I think that we have unfortunately showed a little bit of weaknesses at times. I know Indiana State and even Georgia Southern, I know they're extremely two different offenses, but there are things that we, you know, weren't very successful at last year. So that's one of the things this offseason is we took it upon ourselves is we want to be so dominant that nobody scores on us. You know, I understand sometimes teams will get us, but we want to be so good that nobody does ever. And that's kind of the challenge that we've all accepted, and guys have really enjoyed doing that. So we're looking forward to guys coming at us, and we know that teams are going to prepare for us, and they're going to look for our weaknesses, but we're looking forward to just improving and being as good as we possibly can.
Have you got any live action yet so far in practice?
Yeah, we did a little bit. I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but the defense got after the offense a little bit yesterday. That's all I can say. If we can keep that between ourselves and not tell the other guys on the offense, I'd appreciate that.
Well, a guy that gets 29 tackles in one game, I'm going to take your word for it, okay?
We talked to Grant after that, too. I don't know how tired you get. I'd imagine when you get done, it's like a day at the office after a football game the way you play, Grant. But, boy, when you ramp up nearly 30 times during the course of a Saturday afternoon or evening, Grant, that's got to be taxing on one's body. How do you feel after those big tackle games, personally?
Oh, it's pretty miserable. there's a lot of energy expended and just taking all those hits and stuff like that. You know, I feel how, you know, some of the defensive line hits because they're the ones fending off the blocks. I'm at least getting, you know, half the plays I didn't get hit by anybody, but that game specifically, you know, those guys were taking up double teams for me every single play. So, you know, I wouldn't have been able to do what I did without them, and they gave the same effort. Unfortunately, they didn't get their name in the paper for it, but every single guy on the team definitely put forth a great effort that day.
Yeah, you get the linebackers get the fun job is what I heard you just say right there, Grant.
Yeah, that's pretty much. Exactly. That's how it works.
It's a fun job.
They get the glory and the ladies, right?
Yeah.
Big guys in the trenches get nothing.
K-State's sitting up there like, and I think for Bison fans or most fans, you know, everybody's like an 800-pound gorilla sitting on your schedule, Grant, right out of the gate. And I know it's the first game of the season. You want everything to go right. You want the schemes to work. You hope, you know, you guys, you mentioned your coaching staff. They're working hard to put you in a spot to win. How large of a game is it from you just for the fact that it's another FBS team and you guys have fared pretty well against FBS opponents? How much stock do you put in game number one, Grant?
Well, I think we do put a little bit of stock in it, just because, again, you know, every single person here was not good enough to play at a place like Kansas State or something like that. You know, the fact of the matter is, out of high school, we didn't get recruited because teams like Kansas State and many other teams didn't think we were good enough. So anytime you play an FBS team, every single person has a little bit of a someone a little bit on their back, and they say, or a chip on their shoulder.
Sure.
And, you know, takes it as a personal challenge. They want to go out and prove to everybody that they are, in fact, good enough to play at that high level. So I think it's always a big game, no matter who we're playing, just from that standpoint. But I think it's also it's also going to be a big game, because it's probably going to be one of the best teams that we've ever played. Some of the things that I've heard, or, you know, what I've heard about their program, is that it's very similar to ours. You know, they're very much a blue-collar team. Their coaching staff works extremely hard, just like ours does, and sort of their players. You know, maybe they didn't get a scholarship offer from a place like Texas or something like that, so they also have a chip on their shoulder, and they work hard as well. So, you know, I think it's two actually very similar teams, and it's going to be a lot of fun going to play them.
Is K-State even talked about right now this early in camp, or will that come a week or two down the road?
That's not going to come for a little bit. Right now, you know, we're just still trying to install all of our plays. We probably have another 5 or 6 practices to go before we have all of our defense in and all the offensive plays in. And right now, you know, we're just working on getting ready for teams in general. Every team's not going to run what Kansas State's running, and if we only practice for them, you know, we're going to have a lot of trouble later on in the year. So right now, we're just trying to become a well-rounded group overall, offense, defense, and special teams, and I think we're doing a really good job of that. A
couple minutes remaining. Grant Olson, our guest, we certainly appreciate his time.
We're taking him out of lunch.
I mean,
what is for lunch today over there?
You know, I don't know yet. I haven't seen the schedule, but I hope it's something good.
Like a hoagie?
I'm so jealous.
Soup.
He gets to work it all off. You probably get to eat as much as you want this time of year, I suppose, huh?
That's how that works. But, Grant, you talked a little bit about, some first looks against the offense, and I don't think it comes as a shock that the defense is flexing its proverbial muscles early on in camp. But how does the O look from a defensive guy's standpoint? Bodge going to be able to put some points on the board this year, Grant.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I just like giving the offense guys a hard time. You know, I really like those guys. I got a lot of good friends on the side, and I really appreciate what they do. Right now, you know, every time in fall camp, the first couple of days, the defense is just naturally going to be a little bit ahead of the offense, just because they have to work on timing and they have to get all those things down, versus we're just reading and reacting. So, you know, that's just the way it's always been here ever since I've been here. And I'm sure it's the same for most other teams. The defense is just a little bit of a step ahead. And that doesn't have anything to do with the talent or the offense, because the offense has a heck of a lot of talent. They got some really good young receivers that I've had some problems covering in the open field and some stuff. And, we got quarterbacks getting the ball out to them and things. So I'm really liking what I'm seeing for the offense. They're definitely going to put some points on the board this year.
Yeah, no different in baseball when you see a spring training in baseball, one particular group, either the hitters getting on top of the pitchers till they can get some of their reps done, and then you start seeing that come around. Good stuff. Well, text us, let us know what's for lunch. Maybe we can shoot over and sneak in and go as Tank, what we'd go with yard.
The guy that picks
gang?
Up the balls and dummies afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, look, the chain gang's here for lunch. That would be good, too. Hey, Grant, I always appreciate the time. It's awesome to talk to you here on 7th Point of the Fan. And maybe we can connect sometime down the line, Grant.
Absolutely, that'd be great. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Grant Olson, one of the boys that's going to be spearheading that defense, well talked about on the Buck Buchanan Award watch list. And, did you say 29 tackles? That's one game. That's getting her done.